Blog Talk Radio.
that they need. God, we just ask you to come up, come out, show out, to let them know that it's something they asked you about that nobody knows. Something they asked you about that only you could make come to pass. God, we ask you to come right now and show them that you are God, even in this time as such as this. God, we want to say thank you. Thank you. Make America great again like it was once built. For in God we trust. That's what it said. And the only way America going to be great again, they got to get back to in God we trust. I said something right there. Y'all get a hold to that. Amen. Okay, I'm going to start off with this. On this week past, I had to deal with some information that kind of hit close to home. These are dear friends and dear families in my life that I grew up knowing, if not all my life, my teenage life and up. On this week, the first thing I heard about was a guy we call Duck. I know Duck from the motorcycle world as well as I know Duck as a personal friend, and I know Duck as being my son's Pee Wee football coach and when he played for Garfield Park Gators. Duck made sure that my son was always taken care of. My son and his son were very close. Duck passed away on this weekend. He's a member of Freeway MC. Hey, Quake, thank you for tuning in. And when I had got that information that he passed away, I don't need to tell you that it hit my heart. I began to weep because I had lost a friend. Then, before that was up, I got news about a young man that's somebody I grew up with named Wilbert Gibbons. I always said his sister Regina and his brother Buster, we were all close growing up. I called Regina my sister. And he passed a couple of days before his birthday. Then on today, I get information about a young man that my dad and his dad used to work at General Motors together, Bob Mosley, which we call Kalunda. And just to hear that these three people were gone within 7 days of each other that I knew and we were very close, our families were close, it really touched my heart. It's late in the season in a lot of our lives that we're still walking around here with shoulda, coulda, woulda. It's late in the season, we're still walking around here saying, oh, you know, what if? Okay, what if those three people I told you about, families didn't know God? What if? But I thank God that they do. And I'm saying all that to say that even with them losing their loved ones, the children losing their fathers, and it's amazing how they're all men. And I'm not just talking about men. I'm talking about strong men that stood on their beliefs. Regardless of whatever you thought about them, they stood on their beliefs. You know, they had children. Somebody lost a son. Somebody lost a brother. Somebody lost an uncle. Somebody lost a husband. Somebody lost a friend, a cousin, a uncle, a coworker. You could go on and on and on. But somebody lost somebody. And one thing I could say about these three men I'm talking about, they were from the west side of Chicago. And very well known. So when that began to happen, that information coming like it came so quick, I began to think, you know, talking to other friends and family members that said, girl, these people really leaving up out of here. Yes, they are. But you got to remember something, too. The word of God is coming true. Hey, Sonia, evangelist, thank you for joining in. Good evening. You got to remember that God gives us all a chance to choose ye this day whom we're going to serve. So I'm just saying that to say, when you get to a place that you need to encourage yourself, when you get to a place and you say, oh, I'm a too old, or God wouldn't take me right now. Yes, he will. Who told you that you had to dot every I and cross every T before God said he forgive you? My word said that once you ask him to forgive you, and you ask him and you believe in your heart that he has, he would throw your sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. You don't have to, because he don't. But if you want to dwell in that place, here's some, I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures that's going to help you encourage yourself to come up out of that place. When your mind is troubled, when your spirit is troubled, when you're standing in a place of you don't know what to do. You don't know, how can I say it, how to go about it. You know, sometimes people say, I don't know where to go from here. You go to Jesus. You know, when you get a headache, you go to the medicine cabinet or you go to your pill bottle. You can't take something for that. When your knee hurting, your back hurting, and everything else, you go take a pain pill. You take something for that. When your stomach's upset and you want to eat and your stomach growling is talking to you, you know, making that noise, you take something for that. So when you're in a place when you don't know which way to go, you don't know which way to look. You don't know who to call on. Call on Jesus. I'm trying to give you something to take for free. Hey, what's up, Worsham? I love you, man. I know you're being blessed. I thank God for you. When you need to look into the mirror, you can look into the mirror, because when you're looking into the mirror, we were made in God's image. You can talk to the mirror and you can say, God, I need you. If you need to look and see how you feel and how you look when you sit, just say, God, I need you right now. I done drove down every street of my heart. I done went around every corner of my heart. I done looked back in every spot in my mind. God, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. But I've heard somebody tell me once I can say, God, I need you. And I'm saying that to say, so let me read something to you, okay? Let's go to, I hope y'all got your Bibles out. If you did, get your Bibles, get your pen, paper, pencils, iPod, voice recorders, whatever you need. Or if you got a good memory, still use that if it's working like that. So I'm going to go to Psalms, the 9th chapter. That's the first place I'm going. I'm going to go to Psalms, the 9th chapter, the 9th and 10th verse. It says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. So if you're seeking God, hey, Dante, thanks for joining in. If you're seeking God, know this, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you've been, no matter where you're caught up right now, just go to God. You know, you ain't got to jump up and down, not unless you want to. You ain't got to scream out loud, not unless you want to. You could be sitting in a room with somebody. I'm going to even go as far as to say, you could be sitting at the bar, taking a drink, saying, Lord, I'm going to use this White Castle Sprite I got. You could be saying, Lord, that's my last drink. God, I need you. I just heard her read that you would be a refuge for the oppressed. You would be a refuge in time of trouble. God, I'm in trouble right now. You ain't got to type it in. I don't need to know. Because, see, I don't have no heaven to put you in, and I don't have no hell to pull you through. But I do have a word to give you that says God will and can take care of you. All you got to do is just want to. All you got to do is just say, God, with everything been said and with all I have done, Lord, I need you. God, I don't know what to do no more. My health is failing. My finances ran out. I got an eviction notice. I got a shut-off notice. I got a notice that says if I be late one more time or call in one more time, they're going to fire me. Favor ain't fair, but baby, I tell you, I thank God I got it. My sister teases me a lot because she say the way I talk to people sometimes, I shouldn't do that. I should think first. Now, I'm much better than I used to be, but God's still working on me. And I'm saying that to just kind of make you smile a little bit because one thing I want you to know is that once you put everything in God's hands and you call on him and you say, Lord Jesus, I done tried. I'm going to talk like we're cleaning the dishes. I done tried Ajax. It ain't get the grease out. I done tried that Dove. It didn't get the grease out. I done tried that Pearl. It didn't get the grease out. But you better act like God, some Dove dawn in your life. It cuts through the grease. It'll get it out. All you got to do is just call on it. Apply it to your life. Apply Jesus to your life and watch you just cut everything else out. Some people need to just get quiet and listen for God. They need to just say, God, I don't even know what to say. So much going on up here. I can't really hear you, God. God, I need you to clean the wax out of my ears. I need you to fine-tune me. Treat me like, you know, let them treat you like an automobile. God, I need you to change my wires. I need you to clean out my fuel injection. I need you to give me some new tires. God, I need you to give me an overall. God, just tune me up. That's right. Quake, never give up. I just want to just share a couple of things with you all because I don't know how long I'll be tonight, but I may not be that long, but I just want to teach you how to encourage yourself because after losing three friends that close together within 7 days, yes, you know, When they close to your age and one is a little older than you, it kind of hurts you to your heart because you're saying, okay, I remember growing up, we thought we would bury our parents, and they would live longer than us, but nowadays that's not going true for everybody. Some of us, our parents are burying us, their children. You know, and I'm saying that to say, we don't have time to play around because the enemy of our souls is roaming back and forth, seeing who he may devour. But you better get that Job spirit on you, baby. You better get it down inside you that says, no matter if he slay me, yet will I trust in him. You better get like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're not worried about it. Because we know our God is able. And if he don't, we still know he's able. You better get that thing down inside you because I'm telling you, these streets ain't playing. And you better have a God in your life that you know he ain't playing either. Because God go hard for his. Ha ha! Ooh, Lord, yes he do. God go hard for his. Here's another scripture in Psalms 32:7-8. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with song of deliverance. Shalah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Mm. See, God's so powerful. He said he'll guide you with his eye. If I cover that one up, I could see a whole lot on this side, my peripheral and in front of me. But God said he would guide you with his eye. That, he letting you know he could see everything. Everything. God is everywhere at one time, and he's everything for everybody at one time. Remember I told you earlier, it's in the Word. He said wherever you make your bed, he'll be there. So be careful. Be careful. Don't make your bed where God don't want to come. But he'll be there. I didn't say he wasn't going to be there. He said, wherever you make your bed, he'll be there. But God do not like sin. He said it sticks in his nose, okay? He said you're going to either be hot or cold, because lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. Don't get spit out. Get on fire for the Lord. And don't be ashamed about it. Let people know that you are on fire for God. Thank you, Evangelist LaSonya. You said, guide me with your eye, Lord Jesus. Well, she said, Jesus, God would guide you with his eye. God is our first GPS. Because I'm going to tell you, it's been some times I wanted to go someplace or do something, and I would hear that voice in my head say, don't go there. Don't go over there. No, don't drink that. Don't eat that. Don't do this. And I tell you, once I followed instructions, he just said he'll instruct you. See, I got these scriptures here, but I didn't know what God was going to take me with them. But what I do know is God will guide you with his eye. He will be a refuge in trouble. God is your first GPS. God's people are saved. God is your first GPS. I'm just trying to tell you something. Psalms 34, 17 and 18 say, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saves such as be of a contrite spirit. So if your heart is broken, I just told you how I felt about losing three friends, three associates, three people. Three neighborhood people that I grew up with. We know about Bila, we know about Morton, you know, some of the girls, we went to Flowers, most of the guys went to Marshall, you know, but we stayed in the same neighborhood. We grew up together. And when you lose someone, regardless if you were friends when you was together every day, but we know that the cares of life come upon us, and we go our separate ways as we get older, because different things come into our life and we get involved in different things. We get families and we have to do what we need to do to provide for our families. But when you hear that they've passed, you go back to, I'm going to be honest, you go back to remembering some of the things y'all did as kids. You go back to thinking how, like I'm going to use Kalunda, Bob Mosley. Bob Mosley was from the 3400 block of Walnut. And Bob Mosley always called himself as a protector of the neighborhood. And I remember one day somebody called himself, was acting up. They was going to try to fight us girls. And Bob came out of nowhere. And the guy said, who is you? He said, I'm Kalunda. And he said it with power, because in his heart he believed he was a warrior. Because when people say, well, what is a Kalunda? He said a warrior. Bob was a warrior that called himself protecting the neighborhood, regardless what people thought about Bob. But to me, Bob was my neighborhood warrior. He looked out for me and my sister. And his cousin, Bronson, which is my best friend, she's gone on with the Lord also, he looked out for us. Bob took care of us. And to hear that he's gone, I thought about those days. When we were younger, we was coming in, and Bob would be on the corner, on the block. He would make sure we got in the house. Even if he didn't speak, he didn't say nothing. But when he would see us walking down the street the next day or whatever he saw us, say, I see you girls at night coming in. But we didn't have to worry about nothing because Kalunda was watching over us. When I heard about Wilbert and I talked with a sister when I saw what she put on Facebook, and I knew how broken Regina was because I know how she loves her brother. And I could only imagine her son and his other sister. When I think about these people, and I think about their family members, I could only imagine how they need to be encouraged. I don't know if they're going to see this. I don't know if they're looking. But I hope they know that God has in his word, he said, he will be a refuge for you. He will come. God will provide love and kindness, mercy for you. God will take care of you. Just take it and give it to the Lord, because when I think about Coach Duck, I think about all the little boys that play football and even his son. And Coach Duck encouraged his son to be all that he could be, but he also had so much love that he was able to set up a relationship with his son to let him know that it was other kids out there that needed a father figure, and he was there for him, them. When I tell you favor ain't fair, and God put people in your lives to be a blessing to you and for you, you have to thank God for that, because I didn't have to have a Kalunda. I didn't have to have a friend like Wilbur, whose sister and I became very good friends, and she's like a God sister to me. His brother Buster, before he passed, me and Buster was best friends. So I've lost my best friend brother that was left here that could help me remember Wilbur. So when I think about Coach Duck, and I told my son, and I saw the hurt in my son's eyes, because this was his football coach that told him, along with Coach Tim and Coach Bam, that he was great. He can be great. He didn't have to stay in, you know, they was always building these kids up to be somebody. They built their mind up to say, you don't have to stay in the ghetto because you was born in the ghetto. You don't have to die in the ghetto. They helped them build the dream that they had because they was encouraging those kids. Now those kids is gone. I want to say to their family, as well as I'm speaking to myself, what are we doing? We have to encourage ourselves. Where do we go? We go to the rock. We go to Jesus. We say, God, I'm in this place. I mean, I have three families that lost family members. But I have to have the memory of three family members that lost their life, not lost their life, but left this world. You know, I thank God that each one of them left according to the role that God called for them, but nobody wants to lose anyone. And, you know, I don't want anybody to take that the wrong way. But we know that we all live to go this way. This is the way we're going to come leave. I just thank God for carrying us through the journey, that we're not taken out with this senseless killing that's going on right now. You know, I want to read another scripture to you. Second Corinthians. The 4th chapter, the 8th and 9th verse. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Prosecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. We have to look at a lot of times that when things are happening to us, or have happened to us, they're not to destroy us. A lot of times God has to move things and people out of the way so that he could get our attention. You know, none of us want to hear that. None of us even want to deal with that. But we know my sister said to me on today that when God took our parents away, he knew that he couldn't take her, my mom, while she was here in America. She was overseas in the military, because before my mom left here, she said to me, she said, you all have to let me go, because we kept, in other words, our spirit kept pulling her spirit back. We kept calling her, no, mama, no, mama. She said, y'all have to let me go. My sister said, I wouldn't have let her go. She said, I'd have been like, nope, I don't care how you stay here, but I ain't letting you go. And then when our dad died, we had to call and have her ask, because she'd be sent home. And they said they can't take him off the life support until she come home. And she said, Renee, I prolonged coming home because I said, as long as I'm not there, he won't leave. So I'm saying, I know that when it comes to loved ones, how much it hurts, how much we feel that if we could stop it from happening, we would. How we say, God, I just want a little more time. You know, we put on Facebook, we read on Facebook, if I had a little more time, I wish I had one more day. If I could get another day, if I could get another chance, no matter what we do, you know, we did everything we could, we did everything we thought we could to do for our parents, but in the same sense, we always realize we could have done more. We always know that we had something left undone. That's why I'm saying today we have to get to a place where everything that you want to say to somebody, say it. Everything that you need to say to somebody, do it. Say it. If you need to ask for forgiveness or you don't think the person will forgive you, just ask God to place in their heart to get in touch with you, to make a way for you all to run into each other where you all can talk. Because 9 out of 10, it was something little that could have been overdone or underdone or pushed out the way. Hey, Shay Renee, how you doing? Thank you for joining in. A lot of times we hold on to stuff that we think mean a lot, but it really don't. It really, really don't. We just be so caught up in that moment. For example, I don't believe Coach Duck knew that was going to be his last time. I don't believe that. I don't believe Wilbert knew that was going to be his last, because right before his birthday, I know he had made plans. I know his sister did. Kalunda, I believe Kalunda was ready because I had got a chance to see him before he left. I believe Kalunda was ready. I just thank God. I believe that Kalunda got it right with God. But I'm just saying, none of us wake up or go to bed saying, oh, this is my day. I believe that we make plans. But I'm asking you tonight, start making a plan to ask God to forgive you. And wait on him, because whatever state you are in, we didn't get there overnight. So if you allow God to make changes in your life, you're going to find out he's going to change each day. But each day you got to keep asking God, forgive me for any sins I've done today. God, I want you to continue to be my Lord and Savior. God, help change me, correct my life. God, move me out the way that you can get in the way. You know, let me decrease so that you may increase. Don't try to be like somebody else. You know, I was taught that you don't ask for somebody else's anointing. You don't ask for what somebody else have, because you know what? You may not be able to pay that price that they paid to get what they got. You better hear me. I done been through some stuff in my life, and I don't know if anybody else would be able to do what I did or go through what I've gone through. I don't believe. I'm not saying you can't go through something, but don't ask for what I got, because if you go for what I got and you have to go through what I went through, guess what? It ain't going to be the way I went through it. It's going to be a double portion. Because, see, you asking for something I got, you want to get a duplicate. So you know what duplicates is, right? Two. So whatever I went through, you're going to have to go through twice as bad. And you don't want that. You better understand that what God has for you, it is for you. But first, you got to be in place, in the right place, to get what God has for you. Let me read this to you. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ rest upon me. So with everything I went through, believe me when I tell you, I trusted God, I depended on God, I waited on God. Some things God did not give me. A lot of things God did not allow me to get. Now, it's a difference. He didn't give me, and he didn't allow me to get. Hey, Missionary Handy, would you like to come online with me, Missionary Handy? If so, type in yes. Missionary Handy is a family member of mine, and she knows what I'm talking about encouraging yourself. When you go through things in life and you find yourself in a situation where you find yourself saying, where do I go from here? What do I do? I don't know how to handle this. Go to God. Get this right here. And turn it to the side so you won't think it's just a library book I picked up. You heard the word right, library. I don't want you to get a library book. I want you to get the book, the holy book. I want you to understand that this ministry stands on, okay, thank you. This ministry stands on a foundational scripture of Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I look at all these things as all these understandings. I had to encourage myself when I broke my leg, too. Oh, you broke your leg? Minister, oh, Evangelist Sonia, I'm so sorry. God, heal us, send us through a quick recovery from that. Heal that bone. You know, when we get older, she ain't that old, but when we get older, we don't heal fast as much, but we heal. But when I was saying, with all these things, see, a lot of things, you have to understand all these things, all the things you need, understanding. You got to understand that sometime God will take away your candlestick. It's in the Word. Go in there and read it. If you put anything that shines brighter than God, and you put things up before God more so that you give God the glory and the praise, God will take away your candlestick. All these things such as, like Evangelist Sonia, she needs healing now. When you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he will give you healing. That's all these things. When you ask God for salvation and saving you and forgiving you, he will give you a steadfast mind. He will forgive you of your sins. That's all these things. When you are in a place that you say, uh-oh, how did I get here? God will give you, in other words, how you say, I'm content right here. If you find yourself in a place that you don't know how you got there, ask God, hey, Howard, thanks for joining in, to give you a mind that can accept the change that's coming over you because it's part of all those things. If you stay focused on God, God can deliver you. And if he don't deliver you out of that situation, it's not that he can't. God can. Sometimes God puts us in places to keep our attention because y'all know we don't want to treat him as the Father above the one and only true living God. We want to treat him as our sugar daddy. We want to treat him as, I knew he was going to do this for me, you know. Hey, Karen, thanks for joining in. When you get to a place where you need to understand, once you seek the kingdom of God, God has everything in his kingdom. Understanding, love, kindness, joy. He even have angels that sing. He have praising. God has everything you need riches. He said, look to the hills, for which cometh my help, and my help cometh from the Lord. He owned a cattle on a thousand hills. A lot of y'all like eating steak. You know, I know you do. Y'all like eating hamburgers. I know you do. You like eating tacos, and you like eating spaghetti with meatballs, and you do. He owned a cattle on a thousand hills. So I'm saying that to say this. Remember, when there's nobody around to encourage you, you can encourage yourself. Remember that God is a God of all things. God is a God of knowing all things. God is a God of doing all things. And thank God for all the things he didn't allow you to do or didn't allow to be done to you. And if things were done to you, you could go to God and say, okay, God, what do I get out of this? It's okay, talk to God about your hurts. Talk to God about your pains. You can even talk to God about the devastation. You can talk to God about everything. Even if you started to deserve that, why did that have to happen to me? Talk to God. Some of y'all are sitting on books. Some of y'all are sitting on movies. Some of y'all are sitting on plays. But because you're not talking to God, you don't have your answer. Because you're not depending on God, you don't have your answer. We were taught to praise God in the midst of going through, in the midst of a problem, in the midst of the trouble. Tonight I read to you, we're going to look at this thing and tell you what I read to you so you can go back and look at it for yourself. I normally don't do this, but I'm putting it out here to encourage yourself. I'm just going to give you five scriptures. Psalms 34:17-18. You got that? Psalms 34:17-18. Psalms 32:7-8. Psalms 32:7-8. Psalms 9:9-10. Mm-hmm. Psalms 9:9-10. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. That's 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. 2 Corinthians 12:9. 2 Corinthians 12:9. 2 Corinthians. And this ministry stands on Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you don't believe, most of us, the first prayer we learned was Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Go back. Remember the first scripture you wrote, you know, read. Remember the first scripture you remembered. Remember what God has brought you from. Remember what God has brought you out of. If you can just keep giving God the glory for where you once was, to where you once are now, put it like this, not once are, but where you are now, give God the glory. My cousin, Pastor Troy, and myself, and his name is Pastor Servant Troy Thomas, and my sister, Apostle Elect, yes, Lord, Cecilia Kaiser, we were on the phone last night laughing and talking, and he talked about it on his prayer page today. And God had reminded me. We began to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. We just thank God so powerfully for what we used to be. I didn't say used to go. Hey, Freeway, thank you for joining in. I was just sharing with everybody about Duck. So if you have to look at the replay, look at it, please. We was thanking God for where he brought us from. Thanking God for how he delivered us. Thanking God for how he brought us out. Because, see, a lot of times for you to understand where a person is at and understand what's coming out of their mouth, you got to understand where they come from. You know, I thank God for this silver in my hair. My mom had a head full of silver. When I was younger, my roots were silver, but my hair was black, but my roots were silver. I thank God for the favor he has put on my life. Even when I was younger and I was hanging out here in the motorcycle world, I thank God I was received and accepted, able to go any place and every place, and nothing happened to me. I thank God for that. Because favor ain't fair, but baby, when you got it, don't abuse it. Just know God has favor on you. The pastor spoke on tonight, Joseph had favor every place he went, from the time he was at his father's house with the many coats all the way up to the pit, to the palace. You better know God trying to do something with you. So when you sitting back complaining about all you're going through, ask God, what are you supposed to be getting out of it? If you need to take some notes down, if you can't remember or you don't want to remember, you got to remember some things you're going through in life and some things you done went through. Where are you now? I'm talking to us that season like me. Don't forget about the times when you had to eat the bread and ketchup. I'm not talking about the good stuff like the bread and jelly and you got the peanut butter. No, I hadn't graduated there yet because of the times that you grew up in. Don't forget about when you didn't have the toothpaste, but you had to use the baking soda, not just to brush your teeth, but as deodorant too. Don't forget about those times. Oh, y'all better act, those my age, you better act like you know what I'm talking about. Don't forget about the times when you had to use lard to oil your hair, to put it on your scalp so your scalp wouldn't be itchy because it's so dry. Oh, y'all better act like you hear me. Don't forget about we couldn't afford those exotic bars of soap. We had to use ivy. Y'all better act like you remember what I'm talking about. When we couldn't do the perms, our parents were straightening our hair with the hot comb. And we better not sweat. Some still use it. Y'all understand? I ain't saying don't use the baking soda lasagna. What I'm saying, some of us didn't feel like we didn't graduate. They using the Crest and the Aqua and the Colgate, the best bars of soap. There was. But the soap they making now, it's not designed to clean you. It's designed to disappear as soon as the water hit it. It start off like this, but after two or three washes, it's down here already. You got to replace it. Hair back then stayed straight for a long time because we had real shampoo and conditioner that took care of the hair, but not now. So, you know, when we used to use stuff like vinegar and spray it on your oven and it let it sit a minute and clean it out, now you got to spray and scrub and try to use all kind of other chemicals. And baby, when I'm telling you, I remember how our parents used to take pet milk, a couple of cans of pet milk, and add water to it and make gallons of milk. And it lasts a while. It didn't spoil in 2 or 3 weeks or something. No. You could leave the bread open or tie it up a little tight, just a little bit. It stays soft. Now you better not let no air hit that bread once you open it up and leave the butter ends in to help keep it soft. You better remember what God has done for you. Y'all, I hope you all got something out of what I was talking about tonight, encouraging yourself, looking back on yesterday and thanking God for yesterday today, because some of us couldn't have made it. Some of us shouldn't have made it if it was up to us. But I thank God for everything he's done for me. Even at the time I didn't realize it, or I was complaining, or I was crying out, why me, Lord? Until somebody said, if you didn't go through this mess, you wouldn't have a test to put in front of it. So knowing you're in your testimony, knowing you're living to be a testimony for somebody and tell somebody what thus said the Lord. Encourage yourself. Don't always look for somebody to pick up the phone or somebody to text you, Facebook you, or you find a comment on Facebook you could touch and agree with. If you find them, cool, but if you don't, encourage yourself. When it's time to sit down, sit down. I once had a person tell me, every woman has a day to shine, but when it's time to sit down, sit down. Don't be no old fool out here trying to compete. Know when it's time to sit down. What I mean, you know what I mean by that. Encourage yourself. Let God be God. And you be his people. Let God be God, and he'll let you be his people. With that being said, I want to say thank you all for joining in on tonight. I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Next week, we have a new week coming up. It's the second week of February. We're going to start Sunday with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. That is February the 7th. At 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, she will be along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk, our Shopping Iron Ministries through Smile 3E. Monday will be the second Monday of the month. That will be with Servant Troy Thomas. Please join in. That's with Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E Ministries on Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's with Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. On the second Friday of next week is, Prophet Antoine Thomas. That's the 12th. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's with Prophet Antoine Thomas. Please join in. We are also on Blog Talk. That is a radio ministry that we are so proud of. If you ever want to listen to that, if you can't get on Facebook Live, just dial 310-861-2354. For any of these ministries, the Sunday morning ministry, that's on Blog Talk only at this present time. Again, that's 310-861-2354. And any other night that you would like to, if you don't catch Facebook Live, you can dial that same number. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Thank you all for joining me on this Friday night. You could have been doing anything, or if you want to go out and do anything, still pray before you go, pray while you're out, and pray on your way in. Don't forget to encourage yourself. If you don't do number, read Matthew 6 and 33, our foundational scripture again. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't forget your add-on. Okay, Facebook, Blog Talk, please hold on. Facebook, I would like to say thank you so much for joining in. You all really blessed me on the night with your comments. And I just want to say I love you. I love you. I love you. Please continue to support. Tell your friends to tune in on the different nights, Mondays and Fridays. And we love you with the love of the Lord. Good night, Facebook. Blog Talk, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please stay there at this time. Good night.
We just thank God for his faithfulness and his faithful servant and everything that you all have been doing. And once again, thank God, and thank God again, Miss Cecilia.
Thank you so much, Apostle Elect Cecilia. Is there anyone else that would like to say something at this time? Thank you all for joining in on tonight. I really appreciate everything that was said. On Facebook, I appreciate everything that the Apostle Elect has said on tonight. I just want to say, don't forget to tune in. Take it to Jesus. Let God teach you how to encourage yourself. Let God teach you how to wait on him. And just let God be your Lord. Let his son Jesus rule in your life. Let the Holy Spirit comfort you. And just trust God with everything. And he shall set you free. In Jesus' name, amen. And you all get some rest with your sleep on tonight. Thank you all. Good night, everyone.